I talked with an aspirant of the Buddhist teachings the other day, and she talked of having great rage for Trump. It was a rage she had never felt before, and I could actually see it on her face and in her expression and her eyes. Later, she also said she knew her lineage included the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. And she went on to say that she was doing ancestral work. By ancestral work, she meant she was connecting to those in her family lineage who had died and they were no longer embodied. And she was connecting to her family in the way many of us will connect to Buddha or Jesus Christ as spiritual ancestors, or connect to the earth as the mother of all living beings. And she was beginning her ancestral work with those ancestors she loved. My response was that her intense rage at President Trump was begging her as a white person to connect to the ancestors in her lineage that were the KKK, and not just the sweet ones, which were easy for her. The fire, which is the original light, fire is original light, the fire in her bones was being lit to help her see not only part of the picture, but the whole picture of those who had come before her, those who were in her lineage, those whose values and belief may have been imprinted upon her and taught to her from generation to generation. So this internal fire, I knew just by watching her, just want to say this internal fire was meant to open her eyes. This internal fire is meant to open our eyes. Her notions of hateful ancestors and then loving ancestors, whom, by the way, the loving ancestors may not have been so loving if they were alive today. This was keeping her bound to the notions within herself that there was a hateful self and a loving self. And the friction between the two created the subsequent fire that she was feeling for Trump and just in general. Trump was the object, but she was feeling this hatred in general. That was very old. And the friction between the hateful self and the loving self was creating this fire for her to see, not to be burned up in, but for her to see. So we are all living with karmic seeds planted and cultivated long ago. But we are also planting new seeds with every action, word, and thought. And we must be careful of what seeds of consciousness we are upholding today. What we are saying, what we are doing, what we are thinking, and how it is impacting our lives and the lives around us. This is what I see that we are struggling with today.